Peace be upon you, namaste, and all that jazz. Rolling with the punches. I first heard the expression, or I should say correctly, I first read the expression in the sentence, "You're lucky I rolled with the punch, or else you would have broken every bone in your hand," is what Superman said to Batman in the, spoilers, graphic novel, A Death in the Family, which later got characterized in the PS4 Sony Arkham Knight game. Not sure if it's on the Xbox One, but either way, with the Red Hood storyline of Jason Todd not actually dying in Beirut, but actually becoming the Red Hood as a former ally and now nemesis of Batman. But anyway, in the graphic novel Death in the Family, written in the 80s, Joker kills Robin. This was in the 80s when they were thinking not of the Red Hood potentiality, but just killing off Robin to make Batman show him as vulnerable and losing someone close, such as Robin, his sidekick, his ward, his ally. And Iran, the country, recruits Joker to become their new ambassador to the UN. And the State Department, knowing of the animosity between Joker and Batman, sends Superman to the UN to sort of prevent Batman from doing anything. And Batman, in a grief, rage, anger moment, punches Superman for defending, or what Batman felt was defending, the one who killed Robin by beating him to death and leaving him in a warehouse to explode with a bomb, which he didn't have time to escape. It was quite a sad graphic novel, as comics go, right up there with the death of Superman and when Batman got his back broken by Bane. And if you haven't read the comics or you've seen clips in the movie, you'll be like, huh, what? Batman got his back broken? Superman died? Yep, in the comics. You know, DC felt one way to spice up their audiences throughout the 90s was taking their two biggest icons, Batman and Superman, and making them go through absolute hell. With Batman, it was the graphic novel. First one is Nightfall Part 1, then Nightfall Part 2. And then the return of Batman from being in a wheelchair to being back and gaining his mobility back, thanks to Dr. Kendra Johnson, I think, showing my geekiness. And with Superman in the graphic novel, Death of Superman, Funeral for a Friend, and the third in the trilogy, Return of Superman. These were graphic novels spread out over a series of different Batman and, like, over a different series of DC publications, diving in depth into the realm of the storyline arc of where Batman goes through hell, gets his back broken, and comes back. And Superman dies and comes back. And recently I saw a DC animation, two of them. One was The Death of Superman and The Reign of the Supermen, which visited a lot of the canon from Death of Superman, Funeral for a Friend, and Return of Superman. But I don't think I've seen anything come close to the Batman breaking his back by Bane story arc other than The Dark Knight Rises, in where we see Christian Bale's Batman getting his back broken. Anyway, I digress. Rolling with the punches. When you roll with the punch, it's a piece of advice, it's a philosophy, it's a way of being able to just deal with whatever life deals with you. I'm not the kind of person, you know, I've learned over the last year how not to post personal stuff on social media, never to get personal on social media, because at the end of the day, it's social and it's media, and who wants to see a fat man crying or to read a fat man raging at the injustices of the world? If you want to read a fat man raging at the injustices of the world, I highly recommend the novel Confederacy of Dunces by John Kennedy Toole. Brilliant book, fantastic book, especially when you read into the background of the writer and the journey he, or I should say his mother, went through to getting the book published. I couldn't more highly recommend a book for you to read if you're looking for a book about overcoming obstacles and hardships in life. Could get spiritual and say, well, you know, the old Testament has some mighty fine, you know, overcoming hardships, or the Torah has some mighty fine, you know, overcoming, you know, hardships, or the Quran has a lot of insights into overcoming hardships. But that's the metaphor of life, is essentially you always, you know, the strong, there's this quote by Khalil Gibran about the strongest characters are seared with pain and scars, and that is basically the metaphor of life. It's like that old saying, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Whereas Heath Ledger in Batman Dark Knight says, I'm a firm believer of whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you stranger. And, you know, you want to know how I got these scars? Yeah, you know, I'm quite proud of my impressions. I won't go into the depths of what punches life has given me, but I will go into the three-step program. I wrote a blog on my Facebook page. If you're not already following Facebook page, it's facebook.com/safeakcomedian. And my Instagram account, not really so much on that at the moment, because I'm kind of trying to redefine who I am with and without social media. So I don't want to be defined by my social media, but I don't want to define myself through social media, if that makes sense. I find writing a blog occasionally, getting my creative vortex of typing fast on a keyboard and presenting it in the format of a blog on my Facebook page serves me, you know, fulfilling that, you know, gotta blog, I gotta need to blog, rather than the headache of going and making a website, which I did, went through the whole ordeal of making bettersafethansorry.com, and that website is no longer affiliated with me or myself. I am not affiliated with bettersafethansorry.com. I am in no way responsible for that. And even if my name is on the bill payer, I'm not the one who pays the bills. So that's my story and I'm sticking to it. I am affiliated with the Army of One, myself. I believe in myself, and I've been lucky to have family and friends that believe in what I'm doing and continue to support what I'm doing. And luckily, what I'm doing doesn't really hurt anyone. You know, making people laugh is not a crime. Making people feel joy and escaping their woes and sorrows, it's a worthy calling. And it's one I'm happy to say that I will continue to do. I will say to all my small demographic of listeners that there is a very strong chance that I will be on the island of Britain, my sweet Britannia. I'm coming back to you very soon. Going to be performing for you all on the UK circuit. My Filthy Falafel tour moved up in schedule. I've had a look at my Filofax. Did he just say Filofax? That shows his age. I'm only 27. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. I was never bitten by a Muslim vampire. That's my story and I'm sticking to it. I am not the daywalker. That is my story and I'm sticking to it. I might actually make a one-man show and call it That's My Story and I'm Sticking to It, but I'm sure it's already been done. I'm working on writing in a lot of creative projects. I've got a working title project. It's called Seven Sociopaths. If you can see a much better, what's the story? Morning Glory. If you can see a better working title than Seven Sociopaths, I'm open. I like to consider myself a democratic comedian, which means I kind of like to always work with the sovereignty of the people. So you, the people, always have, like, I'm one of those down to earth. I love to talk to my fans. I love to pose for selfies after a show. I love being tagged on social media, you know, that floats your boat. And I also love meeting people and connecting with my audiences, messaging them, emailing them, because you are my source of strength, dear listeners. Whether it's 9 or 900 listeners on my podcast, whether it's, you know, 7 or 700 that read my blogs on Facebook, or whether it's, you know, 60 or 600 that come and get to see my stand-up, I always add an extra zero. So, like, if there's 12 people in the audience, I imagine there's 120 people in the audience. If 6 people read my blog, I imagine 60 people read my blog, you know? And if 9 people listen to this podcast, I imagine 90 people listen to this podcast. And I'm never going to stop doing what I do because I know I don't suck at it. If that makes sense. I roll with the punches that life gives me. I do. Because I never want life to break every single bone in its hand when it punches me. On the contrary, I want its fist intact for the next punch and the next punch. Not saying I'm a masochist. Hey, thank you, sir. Can I please have another? Thank you, sir. Can I please have another? Thank you, sir. Can I please have another? No, I'm not that kind of a person. And I found myself moved to tears when I watched Captain Marvel. You know, I'm one of those few men that I'm happy to admit I cry whenever I watch any of the Marvel or DC universe films or animations, because I'm an emotional geek. I wear my emotion on my sleeve. I don't mind crying if something is beautiful. I cried 3 times in Endgame, and imagine, if you will, when I watched Logan. Oh my God, I not only cried so much and so hard that to the point I actually had to pause and have a good crying fit of 23 minutes, just nonstop crying, just because Patrick Stewart bore an uncanny resemblance to my father, my late father, who passed away. And it just, it reverberated the relationship between Logan and Charles and how he buried. It just, it really was so powerful, you know, and made me cry. But anyway, what I was talking about Captain Marvel, what made me cry a little bit, was that bit. If you haven't seen this, spoiler alert, apologies. And if you are one of those geeks that feel incensed not to watch it because they made Captain Marvel a woman, and why not? They're going to make Thor eventually one day a woman. They already did that in the comics. Not sure if her name is Thora or Thor as well, and she's a woman, but go figure. I mean, it's the world of comics. So what if they're just desecrating the original storyline of Thor mythology from Norse mythology? But, you know, 2 tears in a bucket. Fuck it, let's take it to the stage. Yes, oh my God, did he just drop an F-bomb? Well, you know, if you made it this far and you heard that and you didn't get offended, carry on, don't worry, I'm not. Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Not gonna swear anymore, don't worry. Don't you care no more. Dun dun, dun dun. Bow. Sorry, just a rocker at heart as well. A rocker, a geek, a gamer, a comedian, an artist, a writer. You're just so many things, Safe. Where do you find the time? I make time. Because there's this great proverb in Arabic, Al-Waqtu Sayfun. Not sure if I'm going to get this part right. So, Arabic purists who speak Arabic properly, apologies. إِذَا لَا تَقْطَعُ يَقْطَعُ, which means الْوَقْتُ سَيْفٌ, the time is a sword. إِذَا مَا تَقْطَعُ, if you don't chop it down, يَقْطَعُ, it'll chop you down. And every second counts, every minute counts, and that's why I'm also going to try and make sure my podcasts are never too long. If you find them too short, well, you know, it leaves you wanting more, you know, and I want you wanting more, because then that just means I'm doing my job right. You know, if you enjoyed what you're listening to, continue to listen and try to, if you can, subscribe and get notifications. I am available on Spotify as well as on iTunes, as well as on Anchor FM. And be sure to also check out Kubaytain Ahwa, which is an Arabic podcast done by my good friend, Dr. Ahmed Al-Haridi, and his friend Khaled Diwan, 2 great Alexandrians from Egypt. They do this great little seminal talk show where they speak to up-and-comers and, you know, inspirational people. They're really, it's an amazing podcast. You know, Egypt has been needing a podcast like this for a very long time. The Middle East as a whole has been needing podcasts, and these guys are really good pioneers. Love listening to their shows. So if you love listening to English shows, be sure to check out all my other episodes and upcoming episodes, as well as being sure to check out all upcoming Kubaytain Ahwas by Dr. Al-Haridi.